now, more than 100,000 Ukrainians have moved to Ireland since Russia's invasion 3 years ago. While some have returned to their home country, significant numbers remain. Carol Coleman has been talking to three Ukrainians living here to get their views on Donald Trump's intervention, beginning with Daria Mazena in Leitrim.
Today we were crying, actually, because our hopes for good result of this fight vanished. So we feel hopeless.
Have you been talking to anybody back home?
Yes, with my friend. She is still at Kyiv, in Kyiv. She couldn't speak even. So she was crying.
Anatoly Pomakov is one of the founders of Ukrainian Action in Ireland, a charity assisting Ukrainians both here and at home.
Well, initial reaction is pretty negative because the plan doesn't seem to take into account anything that Ukraine has been fighting for the last 3 years. And it is very disappointing to see these comments coming from a country that is supposed to be, you know, the leader of the free world and the beacon of democracy and righteousness on the globe.
What do you think would happen to Ukraine if this was to be the final settlement whereby Russia gets to keep territory that it has taken and there is no NATO?
I don't think that's a good outcome. I don't think that will be widely accepted by society. And people forget that, you know, the people in charge of Ukraine, the politicians, they have the mandate from the public. So I don't think the politicians in charge of Ukraine will have the mandate, public support to accept such a deal. So I frankly don't see this happening.
Those who are on the front lines, and there are many young men on the front lines over there, do you think they might be happy to see an end to the war, or would they want to fight on for principle?
Some might be willing to get some sort of peace deal, but I think the overwhelming majority will have the belief that, you know, if you know, Ukraine, who was given 3 days at the start of the invasion, has held out for 3 years. Surely we can go on and we shouldn't accept this deal that is very, very unfavorable to Ukraine.
I'm basically from Ukraine. My name is Ola. I live now in Tralee. I work here. My family is here with me. We are from occupied territories, my family, and I want to be able to come back to my native country with my daughter. Basically, she's here with me.
Do you know anyone who's taking part in the fighting, and how might they feel at this news?
The husband of my sister, my brother-in-law, he is there, and he we are really worried about him. And when he has a chance to call us back, he tells us terrible things which is happening there.
But he's not ready to give up.
They are not ready. We are not ready. The Ukraine stands. But again, we can do nothing by our own. We need support, and we ask for that. We are begging for support of Europe and the USA.
And that was Ola Ponomarenko in Tralee, ending that report from Carol Coleman.